It was April 21, 1948, and as Estella Leopold, Aldo's last surviving child, remembers it, her father became aware of a brush fire at a farm near the Leopold's weekend family dwelling, known as the Shack.
And Dad was very concerned that this fire might extend up the Great Marsh toward the shack and that it might endanger our pine stands, our pine plantations, which we'd been working at for a number of decades.
Estella says the 61-year-old Aldo Leopold stationed her and her mother, also named Estella, at different locations a ways from the fire while he went off to fight the blaze.
And we were waiting to see what happened, and a few hours later, nobody could find Dad, and it turned out that he had had a heart attack and had probably carried too much weight in this darn equipment that he was using. And we're darn sorry to lose that guy, I'll tell you.
Estella says it appears her father perished at the base of a hill on land that now serves as the headquarters of the Aldo Leopold Foundation. It's at that site the Leopold Memorial is being built.
And there we go. I had a prairie dock. You had compass plant. And we got an Indian grass over there.
Leopold Foundation President and Executive Director Buddy Huffaker leads a group of volunteers and Leopold family members planting flowers at the memorial that will also include sculptures of bison. Huffaker soon stands up and reads from a plaque that will be part of the site.
Quote, "It is warm behind the driftwood now, for the wind has gone with the geese. So would I if I were the wind." Aldo Leopold.
Huffaker says it was a favorite quote of another Leopold daughter, Nina Leopold Bradley, who died 4 years ago. Huffaker says the memorial was mainly Nina's idea and that the quote is very appropriate.
She understood him and his legacy and vision for a land ethic to be simple, connected to nature, and transient, I think, in some ways that, you know, we're all here and then we're gone.
Yeah, Tess, do you remember what this plant is?
A blood root.
A blood root, yeah. Good girls.
Also quite present at the memorial on this day was Aldo Leopold's great-grandson, Jed Mounier, and his daughters. Mounier says the memorial not only tries to remember the past, but to maintain what Aldo called a thinking community, supportive of nature.
Sort of a long-term evolutionary perspective. It's part of our core being, whether we acknowledge it or appreciate it or not.
Like many other Leopolds have done, Mounier works in the sciences. Estella Leopold is an emeritus professor of biology at the University of Washington. Estella says as her father's memorial nears a formal dedication, it's now time to help instill love for nature in the next generation.
You can't fall in love with something you don't know, and if you know nature, it's very likely that it's such an intriguing environment that you'll get to love it, you'll get to like it. And if we don't have young people becoming familiar with nature, who's going to defend it? Who's going to defend it out there in the legislatures, in the boonies?
Estella Leopold is working with more of those future defenders this weekend at the Leopold Center during a conference titled Building a Land Ethic. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, near Baraboo.